This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بذكر الله ترتاح القلوب وتنزاح المتاعب والكروب.
Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal was amongst the well-known righteous and great scholars of Islam. Born in the year 164 after the Hijrah and lived for 75 years. He is known for his knowledge. He's known for his intense narration of the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's written this famous compilation, Musnad al-Imam Ahmad, which has, I think, around 30,000 narrations of hadith. It's a great, almost like encyclopedia really of hadith. It's a great work. And known for his ilm, his knowledge, and obviously one of the four madhahib, amongst the madhahib of fiqh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him. He was a guy who was lived in Baghdad a lot of the time, but obviously he also traveled to learn and study. And he was a famous friend and student of Imam al-Shafi'i. May Allah have mercy on both of them. The story that I wanted to narrate to you shows you the beauty of istighfar. Once Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he wanted to spend the night in the masjid. Masjid is a virtuous place. It's one of the best beloved spots to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the lands. And he wanted to stay there, whether it's for itikaf, whether it's for, you know, praying in the night and so on. However, the guard of the masjid wasn't having this. No, you know, sometimes people put these kind of, no, nobody's staying in the masjid today. Oh, come on, man, masjid, itikaf. No, I'm sorry. So Imam Ahmad said, look, okay, let me just stay here then near the shoes. I'll just, you know, inside the masjid, but it's near the shoe area. He said, no, you're not having. And then obviously he didn't know who Imam Ahmad was. And didn't know his status. So he starts to pull at the collar of Imam Ahmad to take him out of the masjid. So he's pulling at him, he's dragging him literally out of the masjid, out of the area over the, you know, the entrance, the porch to the masjid, and etc. Why he's being dragged out, and this is at night time after Isha, everything has, you know, people are gone to home and probably the streets are quite dark. There's a baker who notices this happening, says, what's going on here? So the guard says, this guy wants to stay in the masjid and we're not allowing him to stay. So the baker says, look, why don't you come and stay with me? You know, I don't mind. And mostly Imam Ahmad wasn't, you know, it wasn't like this masjid was his local masjid. Otherwise he could have gone home, but he must have been far away. So he goes with this baker and he stays the night. Now he notices that this baker throughout the night is doing istighfar, increasing istighfar, and also as he was preparing his dough, he was making istighfar, and so he noticed that was something that, you know, that was quite prominent amongst this breaker. So he says to him, you know, after they wake up and everything, he said, I've noticed that you do a lot of istighfar. And by the way, they still haven't introduced themselves yet. I mean, this guy just, he had, you know, sympathy for Imam, this old man who he thought would just needed a place to stay. He said, have you found your istighfar any fruit? He said, yes, of course. Anytime I've asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anytime I've made a dua, Allah has answered my dua. You know, I've noticed that with my istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always answered that. Except there is one dua that I have made, which I haven't seen it yet. He said, what is that? He said, I wanted to see with my own eyes, I wanted to see Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said, he laughed, he said, I am Ahmad ibn Hanbal. He said, no way, yes, I am Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and not only have you seen me, but I have been dragged to you. I have been brought to you. It's almost like, you know, I don't have the will, I've been literally dragged for you to see me. And so even that dua was answered in a peculiar way, subhanallah. And that's the power of istighfar. No doubt istighfar, there's a great power in asking Allah for forgiveness. Whether you just say something as simple as Istaghfirullah, or you say Astaghfirullah al-Azim, alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh, or any other types of istighfar, you could say Sayyidu istighfar, Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant, khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'at. أبو لك بنعمتك علي وأبو بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. There's different formats of istighfar. You increase that in your life, they're going to see some great things happening. There's a hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said, من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل هم فرجا ومن كل ضيق مخرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. Whoever adheres to istighfar, istighfar becomes his nature, then Allah will give him, for every anxiety, He will give him a relief. The relief of anxiety, relief of stress. And He will give him, for every matter where he finds that he has been constricted, He will give him an expansion. He'll expand for him. And thirdly, He will provide from him from means that he's not aware of. So let's learn from this lesson. It's a nice lesson. The beautiful message there and moral, increase your istighfar, come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and dua, the dua of the believer, is a great weapon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us and from you.